Once there was a little boy who was really, really mean. No matter what his parents tried, he continued to be self-centered and selfish. Christmas was coming soon, so the little boy, in his usual selfish way, made his Dear Santa letter. It was 12 pages full of gadgets and toys. When his parents saw the monstrous letter, they were outraged. The father picked up the little boy and carried him into the living room, setting him firmly on the floor right in front of the family's nativity scene. "I want you to sit right there and look at this scene until you remember what Christmas is all about," he said. "Then I want you to write a letter to Jesus." The little boy sat there for a while and then returns to his bedroom. Finding a piece of paper and a pencil, he begins to write, "Dear Jesus, if you will bring me all of the presents I want, I will be good for the whole year." Then he thinks for a moment, and then he tears up the paper. He starts again, "Dear Jesus, if you bring me all the presents I want, I'll be good for a whole week." But once again, he tears up the paper. The little boy quietly leaves his room, returns to the living room, looking intently at the nativity scene. He gently reaches down, picks up the figure of Mary. He returns to his room, and then he places the figure in a shoebox and hides the box in the back of his closet. Then he writes another letter. "Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again." Today on Christmas Day, we're going to learn about one of the greatest gifts God wants to give us, the gift of joy. One of the first things ever said about Jesus was that he was coming to bring joy. An angel appeared to some shepherds in their fields and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This is what the nation of Israel had been waiting to hear. Their deliverer had come. The Messiah, the chosen one, the bringer of deliverance, was here. The news of the birth of Christ brought joy to the hearts of the people. It was not that fleeting kind of joy that expresses itself in just a mere moment of laughter. It was the kind of joy that settles deep down in your gut, the kind of joy that remains even when there's nothing to laugh at or nothing to celebrate. It is a deep-seated joy that the devil cannot take from you, no matter your circumstances or your situation. The angel said that this good news of great joy was for all the people. Not only for the people of Israel, but for the people of all time who would, through the work of the Holy Spirit, accept this good news into their hearts. In fact, Peter writes to those much like us that have never seen Jesus face to face. He writes, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory." 1 Peter 1:8. This joy that Peter talks about is not reserved just for kings or scholars or even the wise men from the East, but was announced to ordinary shepherds in their fields. Imagine their fear and amazement as the angels appeared, lighting up the sky with the glory of God. But the angels' first words were these, "Fear not." This should remind us that the joy of the Gospels dispels our fear. And why is this news so joyful? Because it marks the fulfillment of God's promises. From the Garden of Eden to the prophets of Israel, God's plan was always to send a Savior. This announcement is the culmination of generations and generations of waiting and longing. And the good news of Jesus' birth is universal. It's for all people. It is for you, and it is for me. Thinking about how often we, like the little boy, search for joy in temporal things, gifts, celebrations, achievements. Yet soon the toys are broken, the celebrations are over. But the joy of Christmas is not fleeting. It is rooted in the eternal promise of salvation. Today, here on Christmas Day, hear the angel's message as if it was spoken directly to you. Good news of great joy for all people, including you. And the angel's message doesn't stop there. It points us to the source of this joy, the Savior himself. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The joy of Christmas is not just an idea or a feeling. It is a person, Jesus Christ. He is Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus, God entered this world to bring us redemption. Redemption is joy in the purest form. As Lutherans, we understand that God comes to us in tangible ways. Just as Christ came to us in the flesh on Christmas, he continues to come to us through his means of grace, his word, and his sacraments. When we gather around the Lord's table, when we hear the word proclaimed, and when we remember our baptism, we encounter that same Savior who was born in Bethlehem. He meets us where we are, and he gives us his grace. He gives us forgiveness of sins. He gives us eternal life. And because Jesus is God with us, it means that we are never alone. In moments of sorrow or difficulty, the joy of Christmas reminds us that God has entered into our brokenness to bring us healing, to bring us joy, to bring us hope. Think of a newborn baby. How their very presence fills a room with joy and with hope. How much more so with Jesus, the Savior of the world. He was born in humble circumstances, a lowly manger. Yet he brings us the greatest gift of all. This joy embodied in Christ is not meant to be hidden in the back of a closet, to be kept to ourselves. Like the shepherds, we are called to share it. The shepherds, seeing Jesus, made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. The shepherds didn't keep this good news to themselves. Their joy overflowed, and they shared it with everyone they could meet. That is the very nature of true joy. It is contagious. When we truly encounter Christ, our lives are transformed. Just as the shepherds return to glorifying God and praising God, our response to Christmas joy should be a life of worship, a life of witness. Sharing the gospel is not just our duty. It is a natural outflow of our joy in Christ. So how can we, like the shepherds, share our joy, share the joy of Christmas? We share it through acts of kindness, words of encouragement, by telling others the good news. This joy that empowers us is not something that we generate. It is a response to the love that God has shown for us. This Christmas day, and through all the Christmas season, think of one way that you can share the joy of Christmas with someone else. Sharing the joy of Christmas doesn't always require some grand gesture. A simple Merry Christmas with genuine love or an act of service can point others to our Savior. Today, think of one person in your life that needs to hear the good news. Pray for an opportunity to share the joy of Christ with them. Let your life reflect the joy that fills your heart. The angel's first words were, "Fear not." The joy of Christmas is not just fleeting happiness. It is not based on who gets the most toys. It is a joy that conquers fear and brings us peace. It is a joy based on our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to bring light into our darkness and joy into our sorrow. So today, as we celebrate Christmas, let's embrace that joy, not just for this moment, but for every day of our lives. Let's rejoice in the good news. For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This is the joy of Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us, now and forever. Amen.